Value Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning, that's a movie, isn't that?
It is.
That's a movie.
True story, too. Adrian Cronauer.
And the reason I say that, we're going in a different direction today, Turbo.
Uh-oh.
Remember, I'm lame duck now.
There's no direction when you say this.
We're going movies the next 2 days.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're going movies.
None of this futuristic stuff. No.
Well, but maybe some. Maybe.
Okay. All right.
But I just...
It's your show. I still got the buttons, though.
So, you know, I got up this morning and I said... I looked at the wife and, boy, really, you know, I don't want to talk about Colin Kaepernick today. I'm sorry. I just don't want to talk about him today.
You just did.
So I just started jotting down. I said I've always wanted to do a movies list on the show. And typically I would spread this out over 3 months. Okay. But we're going to try to cram close to my favorite 50 movies.
Okay. Not sports movies.
No. This is actually non-sports movies.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hopefully I can hang with you.
Yes. This is and some of this stuff is going to be newer stuff, some older stuff, you know.
Okay.
We got 7 segments to get it in. 3 tomorrow and 4 today.
Okay.
And then just to let everybody know, the plan is to be back on Tuesday. Possibly we're working things out.
Yes.
To introduce kind of the new direction of Bayou Sports, but we'll talk about that as we move forward. So,
sure.
Memorial Day being Monday,
mm-hmm.
We'll be off, but we'll be back on Tuesday for Bayou Sports.
All right.
All right.
There we go. Drum roll.
Here we go.
Boom. Okay.
So, you know, it really – I really tried to cut it off.
How many movies are you talking about?
It's close to 50. It's somewhere between, I think, 40. I had to add one right in the parking lot as I was coming up because there was one I forgot. And it's like a top 10 one I forgot. But, look, 55 years old, you get up in the morning, you're trying to – I was aided in this. So just to try to jog my memory, you go to, top 100 movies of all time. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of these movies are not in the top 100 of all time. These are ones that I'm partial to.
Correct.
But there are certain classic movies that I am partial to as well.
Sure.
Let's get right into it. You know, this one is, it's kind of all over the place. Some people think it's a classic movie, some not. But Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It makes
the bottom. It makes the bottom of the list. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And I think of iconic scenes. Look, and is it realistic? No, but Ferris Bueller's Day Off isn't really realistic. But the whole Beatles... Shake It Up, Baby.
That was in the
parade.
Yeah, and some of that was ad lib.
That's one of the best scenes. You know, I think of great movies, there's got to be some scenes that really just stick in my mind.
That old guy who was dancing by himself up at the top.
Yes.
That was ad lib. That was not planned at all. They just
absolutely. But Mr. Q, what's his name? He's married to the Manhattan chick that my wife loves to watch with the three ladies. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, okay.
Matthew Broderick is the kid's name.
That's right.
Well, he's not a kid anymore. He's a grown man.
Oh, yeah.
Ferris Bueller, the principal, you know, trying to catch him.
I know.
The famous scene with Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen's in this
movie. You know, he has a bit of a cameo. I guess you can't call it a cameo because he wasn't anybody important yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, not really.
Other than Red Dawn, you know.
Yeah.
He was in Red Dawn.
But just great movie. Next one, you know, one thing that I surprised myself going through this, I'm a huge John Wayne fan.
Me too.
But, you know, when you really think about it, John Wayne... He was not a part of very many critically acclaimed movies.
No. He had a couple in there, though.
Yeah, you know, and I've got two. I've got two of his movies on this list. And this one was not critically acclaimed at all.
All right.
But, again, these iconic scenes at the end of the movie, when he's going, and I'm not saving the name of the movie yet.
Okay. But,
so he's the whole basis of the movie is basically him going to save his grandson.
Yes.
Okay, and at the end when the bad guy's there, and right as he kills him, he goes, what's your name? He goes, Jacob McCandless. I thought you were dead. Not hardly. Look, man, I got chills.
Yeah.
I got chills. And, of course, through the movie, everybody thought he was dead, Jacob McCandless. Yeah. And look, the whole deal with him and his wife. And,
yeah, Maureen O'Hara.
Yeah,
Maureen. She was in five or six
movies. What a beautiful woman, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, she was in a few of his movies.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the scene where his actual son is calling him daddy?
Yes. Yes.
You can call me father. You can call me Jake. You can call me an old S or whatever, but you call me daddy one more time.
That's right.
And that's actually his son.
That's right.
That is
Patrick
his real-life son, Patrick Wayne.
That is correct.
Big Jake.
And the little boy in the movie is his grandson.
Really? Did not know that.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Moving on, and I really have no timetable. We're going to get through this as we get through it.
And you know the two movies there were three basically. There was a Donovan's Reef, where John Wayne was in, and also
Lee Marvin was in Donovan's Reef.
That's right,
along with the man who shot Liberty Valance.
That's correct. That's correct. And the other one was The Quiet Man.
Yep. See, The Quiet Man's one I've never seen. I always say I'm going to watch it, and I forget about it.
It was on the other
I have
night.
Not seen The Quiet Man.
Yeah, it's a movie
which is not a Western, correct?
No, it's in Ireland.
Yes, yes.
Good movie.
Is there a line in there? They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
It's close.
All right. Now, you're going to see that I can be all over the place with movies. My eclectic appreciation of movies, and this one goes. Look, I'm going from Big Jake to the complete opposite, but this movie cracked me up.
All right,
big time. The Birdcage.
Yeah, that's Robin Williams in that.
Atticus Spartacus.
Yeah.
She works hard for the money.
That movie's.
It's the scene where Robin Williams is speaking to his flaming partner.
That's right.
Okay? And
he was in Mouse Hunt, and I can't think of his name.
And, of course, Robin Williams was supposed to be acting like a straight guy.
That's right.
And they were practicing, like, talking ball.
Yeah.
And he goes, and so he tells him, he goes, hey, you know, the Dolphins this week, man, blah, 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 blah. You know, what do you think about that? How do you feel? Bewildered?
Oh, yeah.
The Birdcage.
Yeah, I can't think of his name, but he was in The Mouse Hunt.
Great. Oh, yeah. Well, he does voiceovers.
Yes, yes.
On many, many movies.
Yes.
But just The Birdcage, hilarious movie. Now, this next one, it's one of two or three of what I consider a cult following movie. There are lists out there that list this as the greatest comedy of all time, and I bet you haven't even ever seen it.
I think the greatest comedy of all time is the one that is the greatest comedy of all time, and I've seen it numerous times.
And what is that?
Some Like It Hot.
Okay. And you see, that's a little before my time, so that's okay. Not even. And you know, I need to see that.
It is a great movie.
I need to see that, okay?
You'll laugh.
But this is a Nicolas Cage movie.
All right.
That, again, some think of it as a cult movie. Others, this is the greatest comedy of all time.
Yeah, Nathan Lane was the guy.
There we go. Thank you. Raising Arizona. Have you ever seen the movie Raising Arizona?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I can't say I've seen it all through, but it's pretty much a chase scene through the whole.
Well, no. Raising Arizona is about
Nicolas Cage,
a very simple guy and his. He's a career criminal.
Yes.
Not a felonious criminal, but a career criminal who ends up falling in love with his female police guard in the prison. And she's a famous person, and I can't think of
her name. Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter, thank you. She's hilarious,
yes,
by the way. And they can't. There's a famous line in the movie, and I wish I'd have had more time to prepare for this because I'd have these lines written down. But basically referred to her womb as a seed where I could find no purchase. She was barren, okay?
Oh, okay?
They couldn't have kids. Well, you have this guy named Nathan Arizona, who's this big furniture guy, who they had like seven tuplets, whatever that's called, septuplets.
Yeah, seven.
And so they, and he's like, I don't know, are we going to take care of all these kids, blah, blah, blah. So they come up with a scheme to steal the, one of the babies because they can't take all, care of all of them anyway.
Right.
John Goodman's in this movie.
That's right.
He uses to this day, if you ask my, so when I want to say a really bad word, but I want to use it in a different way.
Yeah.
I got this not from John Goodman, but there's another guy in the movie and he uses the term mother scratcher.
Mother scratcher.
Mother scratcher.
Mine's fire truck.
Yeah. So, oh, look at that mother scratcher.
Yeah.
So I stole that from that movie, Mother Scratcher. Now, again, going in a completely different direction. Completely.
All right.
A movie that, that will bring you to tears. Tom Hanks, Green Mile.
Yeah.
Green Mile. Because what I did, I just listed all these movies, just willy-nilly, just started, and then I just went from bottom to top, you know. When I got about three quarters of the way through, then I went top to bottom from there, just to figure them out. But Green Mile. What a great movie.
Yeah.
What a great movie.
Big old guy,
movie.
Michael Duncan.
Yes, yes. And it's a movie that, that I, you know, I've always been, I don't want to, I'm not against the death penalty, but it's not something I have great conviction with. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that, that I struggle with,
would
okay?
You, would you pull the switch?
Yeah.
You see, that's the
exact
quagmire I'm in.
Okay. So, but it's a great movie to, you know, really look at the whole death penalty thing. And, of course, this is a man, you know, Michael Duncan plays a gentleman who's wrongly accused. And not only that, he has some kind of supernatural healing powers. But Green Mile, just a well-acted, you know, the bad guy in, who, you know, he ends up being – he's one of the best bad guys. I forget the guy's name. But he ends up being one of the bad guys in Iron Man, you know, years later. He is such a bad guy. And the guy with the mouse and the whole deal, Green Mile, great stuff. Again, back, this is from my childhood. People ask all the time on social media.
Michael Jeter is the one we're thinking of.
Yes.
He played a clown in a few movies and Odds and Ends.
So this movie, people ask all the time that there's a ongoing question on social media. What movie freaked you out most as a kid? Okay, ooh. like whatever. And I'm telling you, Wizard of Oz. The monkeys on Wizard of Oz.
Really?
When those monkeys started flying, when the witch, and I'm talking, I'm 5-6 years old now. Okay, we're not talking about, you know, got to keep my man card here. Wasn't like they freaked me out when I was 15. But when I'm just past the toddler age, those monkeys. And it was the hourglass, too. You remember the hourglass, the monkeys in the hourglass. But Wizard of Oz, in my opinion, great movie.
It is. It's a classic, a cult classic. 39, the year of the movies.
Yeah. You know, when they colorize it and everything. And again, now, fast forward, let's see, 50 years later, you go see Wicked in New York City on Broadway, and you find out that the Wicked Witch got a bad rap. She got a bad rap. If you are a Wizard of Oz fan, you got to go see Wicked because you find out the backstory.
Yep.
And she got a bad rap.
She did.
Okay. So, you know, it gives you a whole new perspective on the Wizard of Oz. But look, one of my go-tos with my daughter is put him up, put him up. I'll beat you with one paw tied behind my back.
Burt Lohr. He did the Lay's potato chips commercials for years, man. Burt Lohr.
If I only had a brain. That's another one. We'll be watching film with the kids, and I'm like, what are you doing here, son? And I go, if I only had a brain.
Ray Bolger. Yeah.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Great stuff.
And, you know, Buddy Ebsen was supposed to play the Tin Man, Mr. Beverly Hills Clampett, and he was allergic to all the,
listen to a story about a man named Jed.
Yeah, and he found another classic, so 20 years later.
And then I won't say in this grouping because we'll keep pushing moving forward because I'll talk more and more as we get further. Now, this one, and look, some of these movies are going to be in groups, okay? I have grouped up some of them.
Sure.
whether it's by actor, whether it's by, like, series, you know, and y'all will see what I'm talking about when I get there. But this one, I'm going to throw in the original and the remake together.
Mm-hmm.
But True Grit.
Okay.
True Grit, the initial, by, of course, John Wayne. Glenn Campbell.
It was in that movie. Yeah.
Was in the movie. Of course, John Wayne in the newer one was replaced by Jeff Bridges.
Correct.
Who did a fabulous job. And Glenn Campbell, who probably was, you know, just an average, you know, not the greatest actor in the world, was replaced by Jason Bourne. What's his name?
I'm Glenn Campbell.
Matt Damon.
Yes.
And actually, I believe both of these movies were at least nominated and possibly won Academy Awards. One thing I loved about True Grit was if you go back and watch it, mm-hmm. listen to the verbiage. People spoke very properly, but even hillbillies to an extent spoke properly.
They didn't.
The English language, the American version of the English language, had not developed a lot of slang yet.
No.
Okay?
You're right.
And during that time, if you look at the letters of the Civil War and you read all these things, people wrote so eloquently.
They did.
They spoke so properly. And
of course, you had a lot of ignorant people back then.
No, you did.
Just because they weren't schooled.
Yeah,
nobody went to school.
Yes. But like I said, so when you listen, you know, again, the verbiage and the writing in True Grit, they were true to form that – just a lot less slang in the movie. A lot less slang.
Yes.
Moving on. We'll go a couple more, and then we'll go to a break.
You know, Robert Duvall and Dennis Hopper were in True Grit.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, a lot of people.
Ned somebody. He was a bad guy.
Pepper.
Yeah, Ned Pepper.
And
but look, when he puts those reins in between his teeth and the girl, you know, he's got True Grit, you know, and when he comes at him.
And Strother Martin was in that movie.
No, it was great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Great stuff. Great stuff. No. You know, hiring the old drunk and the whole deal. And look, I got to say, Jeff Bridges, there's not many remakes that I say might be better than the original.
Yeah.
But if that, and look, I guess it's maybe blasphemous to say that Jeff Bridges did a better job. Yeah. You know, playing Rooster Cogburn then. Because, of course, another movie was made named Rooster Cogburn.
That's right.
To say Jeff Bridges did a better job than John Wayne, I don't know. But, you know, acting's evolved. A lot of things evolved.
Did he say, are you prepared to die today?
I aim to kill you, Ned. Yeah, oh, no, yeah. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, and look, and the whole rattlesnake scene.
Yeah.
Speaking of scenes that freak you out, I'm not a big fan of snakes.
Who is?
Yeah,
who
so,
is?
So well.
Other than Satan.
Well, Buster Beaulieu? Oh, so are we calling Buster Beaulieu Satan?
He got that snake got loose in his house.
Oh,
man.
Look, man, we used to go to the Beaulieu house for New Year's Eve every year, and I'd be like, just, hey, make sure there's no snakes. Moving on.
All right.
Got to throw this one in there, even though this one, I don't know. I'm looking at it, and I'm having a little regret putting it.
Okay.
But it was a really great movie. Titanic.
Which one?
The newer one.
Okay, yeah.
James Cameron version.
Version, okay.
Just such a I don't know if there's ever been a movie that – told a historical story with a total
an insight.
Fiction.
Yeah, fiction.
A fiction story on top of a historical story that did the history justice.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
To me, that they did do the sinking of that Titanic justice.
Yeah.
But, okay, who knows what really – I mean, of course, there were survivors. I mean, there were hundreds of survivors from the Titanic.
750 approximately.
Yeah. But, no, just adding that fictional story to
the writing.
What actually happened. Yeah, I thought it was excellent.
The inside writing is
And then the special effects. You know, we were just getting to the time where you could make stuff, due to computer stuff, they were really making stuff look real. And when it split and the whole deal and watching it, and you could really see that probably happened like that.
Yeah.
And people hanging. People hanging. You know, the whole story, I mean, it gives me the chills thinking of the band going down with the shit, just playing, which they said that was the case.
Nearer My God to Thee was the song they played.
Seeing the people in first class have to get off before the people in third class, even before the women and children.
Yeah.
You know, just the whole class system and how awful that was.
Oh,
and the fact that they were letting boats off half full.
That's right.
Okay.
Probably could have held another 400 or 500 people.
Exactly. And you know that it, when Leo dies, you know there were people that just faded away because you aren't. I remember when my dad told me, you know, when they were about to abandon ship near the Aleutian Islands, he's like, "Wait, abandon ship? They've already told us we can't last 2 minutes in that water."
That's right.
You know, so abandon ship. Why would we do that? So yeah, Titanic, one I really enjoy. We'll go one more, and then we'll go to a break. Classic right here. My dad used to always say, my dad was not a fan of going to the movies. Just wasn't.
Okay.
And he always said that somebody's going to be chomping popcorn in his ear.
Yeah, some Teddy could have lent him some money.
We $1,500. Okay. But my dad used to always say that every time my mom would say, "Let's go to the movies." "I hadn't been to see a movie since Gone with the Wind."
Oh, that's a couple years ago.
And Gone with the Wind, I'm telling you, one of my top 50 of all time.
Yeah, I kind of.
I don't know nothing about Burton, no babies, Miss Scarlet.
Yeah, Butterfly McQueen. But I can't imagine, you know, after the Civil War, through Reconstruction, you know, how bad it was on the South. But the movie leading up, and you know, Superman's in that movie too. He's one of the Tarleton twins in George Reeves.
Okay,
he's one of the Tarleton twins. Yeah. He's George Reeves, Superman.
But that's a movie when it comes on, I can't turn it off. I just can't. Scarlett O'Hara is such a complex and interesting character.
Get your popcorn. It's 4 hours.
No doubt. You know, took the curtains and made a dress out of them, baby, because she was not going to look poor.
That's right.
And Mammy, how can you beat that?
She won Academy Award.
What'd you talk about, Miss Scarlett?
She won Academy Award.
No, it deservedly so.
Yes.
This woman was perfect. Yeah. I mean, she, you know, and of course, there's a whole stereotypical deal, whatever, but perfect in that movie. Definitely one of my favorites. We're going to go ahead and go to a break. We're going to come back and keep pushing forward to my top 50 of all time, which we'll finish tomorrow. We'll be right back on Bayou Sports.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
At Arsinoe Ford, we're making it even easier with our Ford Mobile Service Van.
For your convenience, we have a mobile service solution for you.
You provide the vehicle, and I'll handle the rest.
Ford Mobile Service. We make it easy at Arsinoe Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Kick off your Memorial Day weekend Thursday for Southern Jack Productions, and on Saturday night, it's Cajun Roots. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer now just $2. Imports $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. Once again, the Corner Tavern now serving fresh fruit, margaritas, and daiquiris.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back. It's funny because I look at the list and I jotted it down so fast that some of these are all over the place. Got it. Mark Leapre texts me. He throws out young guns. Didn't make my list, Mark. I apologize. That was kind of the theme movie for that era where Mark went through in those classes of – of 92, 93, 94, 95.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah. Oh, no, great movie. Yeah. Actually, I love the song. I think I love better than the movie.
Okay.
But it is good stuff. Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland was
in
that movie.
Yeah. Great movie. Great movie. And then Jason Morvant, our expert fantasy football guy, he throws out A Clockwork Orange. He said, I was way too young to see that when he saw it.
I remember that movie, though.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's in there with Cardinal Knowledge.
Weird. So moving on. Now this one, there are certain movies, there are two of them off the top of my head that I've only seen once.
Really?
Because I don't want to see them again. But even though I loved them, I don't want to see them again because they bother me too much.
All right.
You remember the movie Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman and Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, that movie.
I got the frissons right now thinking about it.
Yeah, there's
that movie that was just fabulous. Oh, you know, they went through gluttony and
that's right.
That are just fat. But I don't want to see him again. And Seven is one of them.
Wasn't he?
Spoiler alert! Cover your ears. It ends up with Brad Pitt's girlfriend's or wife, whatever. Yeah. Her head in a box, and it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, and it's just a strange movie. And wasn't he a part Indian, and they were on an Indian reservation?
I don't remember the whole story as well as I should because I said I don't want to see the movie again.
Yeah,
I don't want. There's another one that's going to come up that I don't want to see again.
All right.
But that was a great movie. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen Seven. You need to see it again. You're not going to want to watch it again, but
and it's spelled out Seven, not the number seven.
Yes. It is. It is a fabulous movie. Now the next one, totally on the other side. This is the movie that came out when I was 9, 10 years old. That I got to be careful not to be
Mary Poppins.
No. But no, Julie Andrews is on this list. Okay. That kind of led me to understand what a man is supposed to feel like.
Okay.
And it was when Olivia Newton-John came out in all leather.
Okay.
Cigarette hanging from mouth.
All right.
Telling
Grease.
John Travolta.
Yeah.
What's up, stud? Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm like 9, 10 years old, and I'm like, holy mackerel. Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, and I have to say, to this day, I guess there might be a song that I could not sing verbatim.
All right.
Okay. I guess there's but I'm telling you, for the most part, I can sing every song on the Grease soundtrack verbatim. I'm talking all the way from Hopelessly Devoted.
Yeah.
Okay. All the way to Grease Lightning.
Uh-huh.
You know, Hand Jive.
Yeah, they had some classics.
Hand Jive. I'm just telling you, I can spit them out. So, Grease.
Yeah, that movie was Seven was about the seven deadly sins.
Yes, yes. But it was about, of course, a killer.
Yes.
You know, who they were chasing, and That's he right. was just leading these guys basically on a hunt. Like, you know, yeah. What do you go on when
people, scavenger hunt?
Yeah, scavenger hunt. Yeah. He basically put a couple of cops on a scavenger hunt.
That's what he did, yeah. And talking about Grease, you're right. With Grease, man. Just an infamous movie.
I love the secretary. You remember the secretary? She's the goofy secretary. Yeah. And she's a famous actress.
Wearing her brassiere on her head and things like that.
That was good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A hickey from Kinnicky's like a Hallmark card. Stockard Channing.
I mean, yeah.
Rizzo, you know.
And, you know, she was 30 years old
that movie. Good stuff.
Anyway.
All right. The next one. We referred to this one the other day. I was born a poor black child.
Yeah.
The jerk.
The jerk.
The jerk. He hates these cans. The jerk. One of the greatest and look, this isn't the only slapstick. Okay, Phil's telling me I was 12 when Olivia came out. Okay. And also Mickey Tarantino, he came out with one that's on my list.
Yeah.
It's actually on my list. So Phil's saying I was 12. Okay. So this is more like 1978 that evidently the Grease came out.
All right.
Thanks for clarifying that, Phil. Yeah. So Phil, I was right at that puberty point. So I definitely was coming out of my skin.
Okay.
You know,
Carl Reiner was in that movie along with
The Jerk.
Bernadette Peters.
That's when he found his purpose. He found his purpose I found my purpose.
That's right.
You can't. Oh my God, The Jerk, one of the greatest of all time. Moving on.
Built them glasses.
This one's fairly new.
All right.
When I say fairly new, I mean this is at least in this century.
All right.
But this movie, in my opinion, now, if you look at the movie as a whole, from beginning to end, it's a really good comedy. But when you look at scene for scene, as far as, because you know now, you can go back and watch movies just by scene on YouTube.
Yes.
You don't have to watch it. You can just go back.
Yeah.
The movie Step Brothers.
Yeah, with those crazy two.
Oh, yeah. With Will Ferrell and...
The
same guy he did Talladega Nights with.
Yeah.
Okay, the Dewey Cox story, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Those two guys, there are four or five scenes in that movie that are urinate on yourself funny. I'm talking about that make that, you know, the whole scene. You touch my drum set? No. Then, well, why are you sweating? I was watching Cops. No, Cops comes on at 4:30. You know, it's just and then the whole song just YouTube Boats and Hoes.
Yeah.
Just YouTube the song Boats and Hoes.
Yeah.
When they're talking to each other at night and they're going back and forth. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. And when he's talking to his mom, yeah, I'm full man from my chest hair down to my fro.
Yeah.
You know, just the whole, I'm just telling you, there's stuff in that movie that will knock you down laughing.
Yeah, John C. Reilly.
Yes,
speak it up.
Yes, John.
Yeah, he, the part I loved him in was he played the catcher in For the Love of the Game.
Yes.
With Kevin Costner.
Yes, yes. No, John C. Reilly, in my opinion, is a very underrated actor.
He is.
Very underrated actor. Now look, this is where it comes out, and this is where the nerd Coach Indes comes out.
Okay.
Because I got a lot of nerd in me now. T-Bob Hebert and I one night over Flaming Dr. Peppers. The night before the national championship game,
mm-hmm.
Okay,
they beef hadn't taken.
We went back because T-Bob is a huge nerd.
Okay,
okay, so I'm hanging out. It's me and T-Bob and Josh Dorosic.
It's hard to believe somebody from the. Well, that's true. He grew up in Atlanta.
No, he grew up in Atlanta.
Yeah,
but T-Bob is a huge, you know.
Okay, capital
nerd.
N.
Yes. Okay. The Chronicles of Narnia. You probably don't even know what that is. Jeff, have you ever seen The Chronicles of Narnia? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I watched that because my daughter, when she was younger, we watched it. I'm just telling you. It's if you're a spiritual person,
okay.
It's got a lot of spirituality. The guy who did the movie supposedly he's a very strong Catholic, and it's got some good evil stuff in there, and I can watch that movie over and over. And then it also had two, and I'm talking about basically the whole the trilogy that was the Chronicles of Narnia. Just great stuff. And I like all that stuff, fantasy and all that stuff.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep it along the lines of fantasy, throwing them all together, but Star Wars. The whole Star Wars deal.
Yeah, they got, what, 20 of them now?
Well, yeah. And look, and I'm keeping up with all the you know, they've got the prequels. There's nothing that I haven't seen. I'm watching The Mandalorian. You know, I've kept up with that. All those I love the whole Star Wars deal. There's a lot of haters with the – so you basically – started out, the first three Star Wars were actually episodes 4, 5, and 6. They came back with the prequels 1, 2, and 3. Okay. A lot of people didn't like the prequels. They didn't like the young Darth Vader, who was Hayden Christensen.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I just, as a whole, some movies were way better than others. But no, I'm into Star Wars now. Have a hard time turning that off when it comes on a Sunday afternoon.
When the first one came out, what, 75, 76, yeah. It kind of captivated. Yeah.
When Luke Skywalker came back and did his cameo in one of the last ones.
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
Oh, yeah, man, you just got you know, hair stands up on your neck, you know. Good stuff. Now, one more before the next break. We're at 7:45, quarter till. Now, I'm going straight. I could have put these two together. I go from Step Brothers, then we skip a couple, and now I'm at Talladega Nights.
Okay.
Again, a movie that when you look at it as a whole, you know, yeah, it's a good movie. But there are certain scenes when Ricky Bobby is praying at the table to 6-pound, 7-ounce baby Jesus, okay? And father-in-law is arguing, you know, Jesus was a grown man. I prefer to pray to the baby Jesus. And, you know, and then the kid. I threw all your medals off a bridge. I come at you like a spider monkey. And then the dad comes in and he's talking about a bag of weed and the little kid. Hey, you still got that weed, old man? It's just a whole. And then you bring in, the guy that plays the foreign guy, the driver who's my sister voted third best prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. What's his name? Borat. You know, Borat plays the French driver. Talladega Nights, great scenes. Great movie. When Ricky swears that he's paralyzed.
Yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen, thank you. When he swears that he's paralyzed. And to show the aforementioned Green Mile guy.
Yeah, Michael Duncan.
Yeah, Michael Duncan, that he's not. He stabs himself in the thigh and comes to the realization that he's not paralyzed. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Just that's mindless fun, but it made the list. Yeah. All right, we're going to be back right after this. We're going to get into a classic. So the next one that comes up is one of the classic top in a lot of people's top 25. We'll be right back to talk about that amongst other movies right here on Bayou Sports.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalmore are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. we have recently changed our name from Hike Menvel and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbour's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel, Grubbs, and Dalbour. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
At Arsenault Ford, we're making it even easier with our Ford Mobile Service Van.
For your convenience, we have a mobile service solution for you.
You provide the vehicle, and I'll handle the rest.
Ford Mobile Service. We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're back. Having a lot of fun today. We're all over the place with my favorite movies of all time. I mean, we've been through Bueller, Big Jake, The Birdcage, Raising Arizona, Green Mile, Wizard of Oz, True Grit, Titanic, Gone with the Wind, Seven, Grease, The Jerk, Step Brothers, Chronicles of Narnia, Star Wars, Talladega Nights. All over the place, man. All over the place. Well, now we're going to go to just a pure classic. When you don't have to say the name of a movie, all you need to say is, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah. I stood in line with that ice chest to watch that movie. I didn't go in the water if I
was 6 months. Look, when Captain Quint tells the story of the USS Indianapolis.
A true story, too.
True story. When he there's actually a Nicolas Cage movie called the USS Indianapolis. When he tells the story of the USS Indianapolis, that is pure genius. And supposedly during the scene, that guy was a really hard guy to work with. They said he was drunk all the time, and they said he was hammered when he did that scene. But boy, he was perfect.
Yeah, Robert Shaw. Yeah.
He was perfect, and to watch him just get chomped up by that great white shark, woo-hoo-hoo, that one will never leave you.
I don't know if a shark can do that to a boat.
I don't know. Oh no, I don't think so either.
But still,
but you know what?
The movies.
Back then, we didn't know enough about sharks to know better.
I agree with you.
We did not know enough. So at that point, at that time, because you know what? If Jaws came out right now, there were probably be a lot of people. That's a bunch of malarkey.
True.
But in the 1970s, no, that's like, man, I bet that could happen, bro.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Keeping Up with a Skier. But that was like Jaws 2.
Oh, yeah. You
know what was really bad? When you got into the orcas. You know, one of the basis of one of the orca movies was that it's the British actor. He was Marcus Aurelius in Gladiator that died, whatever his name is. But so he's going after the orca. Well, the orca sees him. He sees him. Like, it shows the orca looking at the killer whale. And then the orca follows him down the East Coast, like from New York to, to Florida.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I don't think that can happen, man.
What is this, Free Willy?
Oh, no, they got a sense. He can feel him. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. I mean, we talk about stretching a story.
Yeah. Yeah, but Robert Shaw and Classic Jaws. I mean, people were in line.
Richard Dreyfuss, the, you know.
Yeah, the, being the little marine biologist and all.
Oh, yeah.
Bring up from Miami.
No, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
Roy Schneider.
Yep.
Shooting at the bluefish in the water.
Yep, and of course, the last line, smile, you son of a.
Yeah.
Boom.
When he had that.
He put the canister in it. Yeah, canister in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Hopefully, no spoiler alerts out here. I mean, if you haven't seen Jaws, I mean, I apologize for giving away the end.
I don't think so. That movie's been on so many times. Wow.
Look, now I'm going animation here, pal.
Okay.
And you know what? I forgot one, so I'm going to add this.
Another animated
movie? I'm
going to
add two animated movies together because when I'm looking at this, now I'm looking at a Pixar right here because, of course, Pixar is different.
Mm-hmm.
Pixar on an animated movie. Put them together. Toy Story and Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Lion King, some of the greatest lines of all time.
Yeah, you're
Hey,
right.
What's eating you? Nothing. He's at the top of the food chain. Hey, what's our motto? I don't know. What's the motto with you? Wait.
Oh, yeah.
When and I've said this before on the show. You had to know that one of the hyenas, okay, was played by Cheech Marin.
Yes.
And actually one of them was played by Whoopi Goldberg. Okay, but you got Cheech Marin. Who they were said, just like the whole Moses thing, do not say the word, you know, don't say Mufasa. Mm-hmm. You cannot say Mufasa. Car, the new line, you cannot say Mufasa. Okay? So he said, you know, when Mufasa was here, what did you say? Oh, no, I said que pasa.
What's happening?
And you got to know that's Cheech Marin to appreciate it.
You're right.
But Pig, that's Mr. Pig to you. I mean, I just the whole movie, and then Elton John and the whole deal. But then Toy Story. Look, I'm telling you, if you watch Toy Story and you don't shed a tear, I'm not saying it's like Brian's song, okay? But I'm sorry, Toy Story. And look, and it's all of them. You just the whole series of it. Toy Story is it's just fabulous. It's perfectly written. You know Tim Allen, Tom Hanks, Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
It's just perfectly written. And there's only certain these two movies that a 5-year-old can enjoy just as much as a 60-year-old, and that takes special writing.
You know, Nathan Lane's also in that movie again too. You know.
Oh yeah.
His voice.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's the. Is he the meerkat?
Timon.
Yeah, Timon.
Timon.
Timon. Yeah, the meerkat. Now this movie is not listed on any of the top ones, although it's one of my favorites. This one's kind of probably just one out of the blue, but okay. So what's the guy's name that, with the puffy mustache, Wilford Brimley?
Yes.
Absence of Malice.
Yeah. He looked like
Paul Newman, Sally Field.
Yeah. He looked 80 when he was 50.
When Wilford Brimley walks in that room and he tells him, somebody's ass is leaving in his briefcase. That's one of the greatest lines of all time.
Yeah.
Somebody's ass is leaving in this briefcase. Now, let's fast forward. I know Jeff knows this. So you've got Kramer in Seinfeld, because Seinfeld was really famous for doing parodies. They did it with Midnight Cowboy. They did it with JFK. Well, they did the parody of Absence of Malice somewhat. Because Wilford Brimley is always the dude. So Kramer is basically saying he didn't want to get his mail anymore. The U.S. mail is unimportant, and he didn't want to get his mail anymore. Well, this ends up rising up the chain and getting to the Postmaster General, who, guess who he is? Wilford Brimley. Brimley. And Brimley, he gets Kramer in a room, and the rest is just perfect. He's like, you know we don't need the mail. We all know we don't need the mail. But, buddy, you're going to get your mail. Now, there's a box of mail right there. And you're going to, yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, Kramer just completely falls in line.
Oh, yeah.
Because guess what? When Wilford Brimley talks, you listen. And of course, Wilford Brimley, the manager in The Natural.
That's right.
And look, I'm just saying, when Wilford Brimley spits out an iconic line, it becomes more iconic because it's Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, and he was also the rough guy in the with Tom Cruise and the lawyer.
Yes. Oh, and the Pelican Brief. Not the Pelican. The Firm?
The Firm.
The Firm. No, yeah. Great movie. You know what? The Firm could have been one on this list. It's not. You brought it up. That great movie. Great movie, The Firm. Gene Hackman, Tom Cruise, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I read all those books. I went through a John Grisham phase where I was just
He put out some
great- A Time to Kill was a way better book than movie.
Yes.
Time to Kill is one of the best reads I've ever had in my life.
It's a great movie.
I read that book on vacation with my in-laws. I just read the book on the way. Like it was like a 10-hour drive.
And I want to say that was his first book, too. Wasn't it?
Oh, it was the first one I knew of.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it is.
I could be wrong, but I thought it was the first one.
But one of the best reads ever. Moving up, Uma Thurman, John Travolta. Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
I
don't know if I'm going to watch that movie.
You don't know if you've ever seen it?
I'm telling you.
Dude, Pulp Fiction. Well, it was one of the first movies that played things out of sequence.
True.
I mean, like, there's a guy that John Travolta was killed in the movie, but then there's scenes after where he's alive. It was shown out of sequence.
Yeah.
I marveled at the fact that they did that. And it still worked. You know, I mean, it was something I really hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
And it was the fact, you see, John Travolta, I was a John Travolta fan. Look, I was a huge Vinny.
So, you know, all the songs from Greece.
Well, no, but before that, I was a huge Vinny Barbarino.
Oh, okay.
Barbarino.
With Harshack.
Mr. Carter signed Epstein's mother. Gabe Kaplan, the whole deal. Yeah. I loved Welcome Back, Carter. The Sweat Hogs, I mean, come on, man.
And, he used that from his boyhood with those guys.
How can
all.
You not like this? Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
That's right.
I mean, you just, it's just perfect.
Yep.
Well, Pulp Fiction was John Travolta. Like, he had done these really stupid movies with Kirstie Alley, with the babies and
Boy in the Bubble.
Yeah. But he had kind of gone away, and then he came back in a total opposite character that you're like, who is this guy? And then you've got the iconic lines from, the Marvel guy. Thank you, Samuel Jackson. Folks, I apologize. That's one thing that I've failed in this show, that I'm just so horrible with names. And God that I've got you two here to always help me, because I am so horrible with names. But, yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, pick out the wallet that says Bad Mother Scratcher. And literally, it's a wallet that says Bad Mother Scratcher. And the whole Royale with cheese. And just all the lines in Bruce Willis and I don't know. Just a movie that always stuck with me. What did he say?
Arnold the Fett.
Yes.
Arnold the Pig. another story.
Yes. Ghostbusters. Got it. It's in there.
Both of them are the first one.
I got to read books to keep up with you. No, just the first one. No. We talking Ghostbusters. Just it wasn't the same after the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Okay, yeah.
That's when it reached its pinnacle.
Yeah,
but the fact that Dan Aykroyd was that kind of nerd, he was an extraterrestrial kind of guy. Bill Murray, who just took over the movie. it's when he said everything was fine until. Somethingless over here, did it. Is that true? Yes, this man has no. It's like, come on. Yeah. Are you kidding? I mean.
Was Ernie Hudson in that one?
Ernie Hudson. Is he the African-American fella? Yeah, the tall guy.
Yeah.
If that's his name, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Ernie Hudson, yeah.
Ghostbusters, Moranis, Rick Moranis.
Hello, I'm the gatekeeper. You're the keymaster. I'm the gatekeeper. Well, I do CPA. And,
he locked himself. He locked himself out of his own party.
That's right. Have my party over here. We're doing 401k.
Sigourney Weaver, who kind of weird, is so sexy.
Yeah.
You just look. You don't think of Sigourney Weaver as a beautiful woman, but I don't know. She's just got something about her.
Appeal, yeah.
Rene Russo's another one like that. I never thought of as one of the. But Rene Russo always. Yeah.
Another attractive woman.
Yes. All right, we're going to go to another break, and we're going to finish it off. We're going to get, kind of halfway through, and then we'll bring it home tomorrow with about my top 20, top 24 tomorrow. So I got seven more that we're going to do before Lee K comes in and takes over. So we're going to be back right after these messages on Bayou Sports.
But we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Kick off your Memorial Day weekend Thursday for Southern Jack Productions, and on Saturday night, it's Cajun Roots. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer now just $2. Imports $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. Once again, the Corner Tavern now serving fresh fruit margaritas and daiquiris.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back. And I'm looking for a specific line.
In this coming up movie?
In this movie. And it's more than a line. Gosh, dog it, I can't find it. But the movie is Gladiator.
Oh, okay.
And the
recent Gladiator movie.
Yes. And look, when he pulls off his mask, okay, to show Commodus who he is, and I'm paraphrasing here, I'll probably do a really poor job of it. My name is such and such, son of a, you know, husband to a murdered wife, father to a murdered child, I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. I got the chills, man. I got the chills. That character was played so well. And you know, to have a great movie, you got to have a great bad guy, and Commodus was such a great bad guy. And of course they took it's very loosely but based on history.
Yes.
You know, I've been watching some ancient Rome stuff and, you know, Marcus Aurelius and all that, and there's some there were some truths, you know, that happened, because you know, with the way things were going at that time, you know, against the Germanic tribes and, you know, and all that stuff. But But just great, great movie. And the scenes with the tigers and the all that stuff, and it's just, I don't know.
Entertainment.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
I got to throw this one in there, and it's the remake. It's not the first one. We're not talking Kris Kristofferson, and we're not talking Yentl. What's her name? Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
And look, I got to say, it's so funny because Barbara Streisand, to a lot of people, is not an attractive woman, but she always thought she had kind of had this something about her.
She's got
that. She had something about
appeal.
Her. Well, the same thing with Lady Gaga. You know, mm-hmm. Now let's face it. If you throw in somebody that can sing, it just adds something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Barbra Streisand.
But the new A Star is Born, I thought, was a fabulous movie.
Really?
I thought the music was fabulous.
And who is this is the fourth one that was done. You didn't realize
Yeah,
that,
yeah, huh? Yeah. I know. Well, I thought it was the third.
No, there one in the 30s, one in the 40s, one in the 70s, yeah. Or 50s, 70s. Judy Garland was one, and Barbra Streisand was one.
But this, I just, you know, and of course, they rewrote all the music for this one.
Yeah.
And, man, I just thought it was an excellent movie. And this, you know, is sad movie.
This is the Barbra Streisand one? Or is this
No. This is the Lady Gaga one.
Okay.
Okay, right. And I forget the good-looking guy. My wife's in love with him.
Okay.
But it's really enjoyed that one. You know, it's one of those sad movies. Another one that you kind of don't want to see again, maybe, you know, because it ends so sad and you're so ticked off at the guy that plays the manager of Lady Gaga, you know.
I can't remember the first one. The second one was Judy Garland and James Mason. Then you had Barbra Streisand
and Kris
Kristofferson, and then this one.
Yep.
And I can't remember one from the 30s, but they had one even in the 30s.
Now, this is one, this movie, they used to play it, it almost seemed monthly on WTBS or TBS, whatever you want to call it. I haven't seen it in a while, but I've arguably seen this movie more than any other movie just because they had played it so much. Now, the one I've seen the most, I know what it is, and it's going to come up tomorrow. But Sean Connery in The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, yeah. With Alec Baldwin. Huh?
Yes. Alec Baldwin, Sean Connery. Love that movie. Love that movie. How many Crazy Ivans has he done yet?
Man.
But yeah, just the – It's when the Russian defector, as he's dying, and he said, "I really wanted to see Montana. I would have loved to see Montana." Oh man, that just crushed me right there, man.
Yeah,
just crushed me.
Janet Gaynor and Frederick March did the original in 1937. Yeah.
Okay, anyway. You're talking about A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
So yeah, Hunt for Red October is definitely an iconic movie that I just watched. I've watched it so many times, and really good stuff. There's another movie that's similar to that that's not on my list, but Clint Eastwood in Firefox.
Yes.
When he steals the MiG.
Yeah, the jet. Yeah.
Okay, and of course, because he's got a Russian background, he can speak Russian, and you know, I use an analogy with my coaches and players, okay?
All right.
That there's, so in the movie, when they tell Clint Eastwood, "Hey, you're going to steal the jet, they're going to be chasing you," okay? When you are flying that jet, if you are thinking in English and translating to Russian, you're going to get killed. You have to think in Russian because your reflexes are going to be too slow.
That's right.
Well, I use that with my offensive line all the time. I say, guys, when we call this play Baltimore, that's the nickname of the play.
Okay.
Right. You cannot, it cannot have to translate in your mind that Baltimore, oh, on Baltimore, I do this. If you've got to think about it,
you're lost.
We've lost.
Yeah.
We've lost. Okay? Baltimore has to, the term Baltimore just has to have, immediately, if I'm the strong guard, it means pull and kick the strong safety, and they both mean the same thing to them. The second you have to think, the second you get up to the line of scrimmage and have to say, okay, on Baltimore, no, you're lost. We're done. We're not going to beat anybody.
It's instinct.
It's got to be a part of you. Somebody said, "Yeah, coach, like the back of your hand." I said, "You know what? I don't know the back of my hand that well. All right, but you better know this. No, better than the back of your hand.
Just do it." That's right.
So yeah, love those. Now again, I'm going in nerd alert here.
Okay.
Major nerd alert. The whole Harry Potter series.
Okay.
My daughter. Some of the fondest memories I will have of my daughter. Okay, who's soon to be married to. Michael Tarantino. I know. Okay. Mickey's listening right now.
All right.
Mike. But the fondest memories will be movies, you know, because Jessica and I both had an affinity for the Star Wars, for the Marvel movies, for the Harry Potter movies, for the Narnia movies. You know, certain movies come out, you know, at midnight, and we were there.
All right.
Okay, you know, for the midnight, you know, first showing of X movie. Hunger Games, which is not on my list. We love the Hunger Games.
There's more than one of them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, three or four. So, yeah. But the Harry Potter movies, we actually got Tina to come back and watch them. We watched them one day all the way through with Tina.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. Love the Harry Potter stuff.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Were you one of those dads that read to your daughter?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, God. Madeline. There's a little thing called Stood in a Line, then the last one's name was Madeline.
That's right.
Oh, I read to my daughter every night.
Oh, I hear you.
Every night. And would love to think that her affinity for reading, my daughter is a freak when it comes to reading.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you.
That's a good thing.
Oh, no. I mean, when I say... I don't know as much now as she's a professional. You know, she's a nurse and she's got a lot going on. But there was a time in Jessica's life where she was reading 2-3 books a week.
Oh, good for her.
Yes. No, I'm
big time ability to learn.
And Craig, remind me, Bradley Cooper is the guy's name on Bradley Cooper's played the Kris Kristofferson role.
Yes. Okay.
But yeah, Harry Potter series, my daughter is just entwined in that. And there's a couple other things that I'm going to get to tomorrow. Just fabulous stuff. The whole Voldemort, the whole deal. I don't know. This is just brilliantly written stuff. And when she finally made me realize, if you watch those movies with the words at the bottom, it's because, you know, it's kind of hard to follow a British accent when they're speaking really fast, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know, the bonnet of the car.
Yeah, So when I started doing that, I realized when I watched them all again, I've seen every Harry Potter at least four times. I'm just saying,
okay.
At least four times. Every single one I've seen at least four times. And you go back, it's one of those movies that you go back every time and you kind of figure out something that you hadn't figured out before. Okay?
Yeah, you pick up little things.
Now, going from that, I'm going straight from Nerdville to... If this one isn't in your top 50, you might have to turn in your man card. They drew first blood, sir. They drew first blood. And look, I won't lie that John Rambo, I have a buddy of mine who lives in L.A., who is a big movie aficionado. He actually wrote a couple of screenplays that were never picked up.
Okay.
And he said he wanted to write a book called The Rape of John Rambo.
Really?
Because the other movies just got a little ridiculous. Okay? Now, I enjoyed them. I'm not saying I didn't watch every one of them.
Well,
there's also some people say that The Rape of Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Although The Last Rocky was the only one that was almost as good as, I think it was the Rocky V.
Yeah,
where he,
somewhere in there. They call it just Rocky,
I think. Yes, yes. But, or they call it Rocky Balboa, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
the first one was Rocky.
Correct.
But First Blood, the movie First Blood by itself, is fabulous.
Came out in the, mid-80s, maybe?
Yeah, I want to say right around when my junior year in high school, I'm going to say 83-ish, something like that. But no, the character of John Rambo, just, gosh, and boy, when Lieutenant Bragg comes in, and what's his face?
Paul Crenna.
The sheriff, yeah.
Paul Crenna was the colonel or whatever.
He plays such a peckerhead.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm trying to remember who that is too.
Brian Dennehy.
Yes,
Brian Dennehy. I remember that one, folks.
Who played a lot of parts like that too.
Yes, yes. Brian Dennehy.
He was also in Tommy Boy.
Yes, yes. But he was a good guy in
That's
Tommy Boy
for me.
And you know what?
Not for you.
Now I'm regretting not having Tommy Boy, because again, some great lines. Now I think it was don't you remember you told me you love me? It's like,
that's right.
You want me to change it? No, you don't have to change it. And then all of a sudden they're weeping, listening, singing The Carpenters.
Killing the deer.
But hey, the whole deal with the bees.
Yeah.
He's like, just follow what I do. Oh, stay away, the bees. Oh, my God.
I'm allergic to bees. Yeah, that was a classic. It took him 7 years to finish college. Most doctors and lawyers take 7 years.
Yes. Moving on. This is the one.
All right.
That I saw one time, and I will not watch again.
Ooh, like seven.
Will not watch it again.
I'm ready.
If you gave me a choice of watching, okay, you have to watch this movie or that movie again.
Mm-hmm.
I am not watching Saving Private Ryan again.
I can't do that either.
I'm not watching that movie again.
There's certain parts I can watch.
When I say fabulous, really made you feel like what Omaha Beach was.
Can I tell you something? My uncle was on that beach that morning.
I mean,
he was 33 years old, a captain in the Big Red One. And later years, he'd start crying. He couldn't handle it. And he went back for his 40th reunion. He couldn't go back again because he said, and this is a quote, "You could still see the hate in the Germans' eyes with the Jews."
Yeah, yeah.
And that was incredible. Almost 40 years ago.
Incredible. Well, you know, the scene where the German that they let go previously is slowly inserting the dagger.
That's right. And that guy.
Yeah,
that's remarkable how they can get that guy. Yeah, okay, that's one of the. And then
the final scene.
Yeah.
Did I deserve it?
Yeah.
You know, where Matt Damon.
To say,
he's at the just woo. That one gets to me. Just every time, like I said, I even when I think about it, that movie just it just blows you away.
Can I tell you something, Brent? My uncle wrote a book about that morning, 19 Days in June, and he also won a Silver Star that day, a Bronze Star, and a Purple Heart.
Yeah,
and that day,
and of course, you know, I feel very fortunate that I feel like I'm a part of a different generation than my generation is a part of. And the reason I say that is because all of my grandparents were born not in the 1890s. I'm talking in the 1860s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah.
You know, my parents were born in the 20s, in the early 20s.
Me too.
You know, I told my players one time, I said, it was when I was 52. I said, I'm the oldest 52-year-old SOB on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, just explaining my values and where I come from and how I was raised.
Yeah.
And
I can relate to that. My dad was 50 when I was born.
Yeah. My dad was 44, you know, so, again, I have a sister that's 20 years and 2 days older than I am.
Yeah.
Born in the ultimate baby boomer.
Yeah.
Born in December of 1946.
That's right.
Got married March 3rd of 46. She came 9 months and a day later.
I hear you.
The ultimate baby boomer.
I hear you.
All right. Two more and all then we'll pass it on. I want to watch the World Series. I want to watch the World Series. I just one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Oh yeah,
a little before my time, you know. But I just when you want to talk about acting, if you want to watch a movie with acting, I'm talking about acting. Go watch Nurse Ratched.
Yeah,
you know. Jack Nicholson.
Look at the guys who in that movie.
The chief. I mean, how can you act that well and never speak until you say, juicy fruit?
Yeah. Louis De Palma's in that movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Danny DeVito.
The whole, you know, the whole, and he played a cuckoo guy as well as anybody.
And he, well.
When he takes him on the field trip and then the chicks get on the bus. I mean, come on, man. That is just pure, it's perfect.
Oh, Nicholson. Oh, you're right.
It's perfect. And then this one was asked. I got a text from my brother-in-law asking if this is on the list. It had to be on the list because in my father's late years, it became his famous, his favorite movie.
All right.
We're on a mission from God. The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, we got 150 miles to Chicago. We got a pack of cigarettes, a half a tank of gas, and our sunglasses on. Yep. Let's do it. When he's got Carrie Fisher in the thing underneath, whatever, the sewer or wherever he's got her, and she's trying to kill him, and he, I missed the bus. He comes up with I was late for the thing, blah, blah, blah. And then finally she says, she drops the gun, he makes out with her, and he just drops her.
Yeah.
And then the nun. Anybody that was raised in Catholic school.
Yeah, I can associate with that, yeah.
Okay, that you know, I went to St. Edward's, and you got the nun, okay, that with her superpowers and the whole deal. You know, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, in the movie,
You know, I mean, just all the different things of the Blues Brothers. Ray Charles, Minnie the Moocher, Cab Calloway.
Cab Calloway. That's right.
Hidey, 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 hi. Hoody, 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 ho. I mean, the whole stand by your man scene.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard.
They just don't make movies like
to
that
be
anymore.
A woman. And you got Jake and Elroy singing. Yeah. Singing the stand by your man. And of course all these cowboys that have been throwing beer bottles at him, they just stop and they start weeping.
Oh, they do.
They start weeping. We got Jeff joining us to finish cuz I know
an iconic Chicago movie.
Yes.
One of the best scenes, they're standing outside Wrigley Field. Dan Aykroyd's character, Elwood.
Elwood.
Gives him license, his driver's license address is Wrigley Field's address. I got to admit, though, I kind of like the Wrigley Field bit.
But, I mean, just, gosh, when you think, and then, of course, they sing the song Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in
that, that's kind of when they escaped, and the band plays the long instrumental.
You know, and, hey, look, and I'm always one that when you watch a movie over and over, like, so when I watch Caddyshack again, okay, and of course, I did no sports movies here. I've already been there, done that. But, you know, people are going to think of Gunga La Gunga when they think of Caddyshack. I'm thinking of, hey, get down from that chair. No, you shave your ass. You know that's the line I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the line, hey, you want your fat? You know, there's just these lines. Well, just like in that movie, there's just these subtle little lines that they have throughout it. That when you watch it again, it's just like, oh, this is comic gold.
How often does the train go by? So often you won't even notice.
And you know, there's one I have to add because you just said train. I got to add a movie for tomorrow. Look what I'm writing down right here. I mean, you know, speaking of trains, that one right there. That one right there. No, I won't give it away, but there's one that I forgot.
You know, John Landis as a director, and he was in a lot of his movies, too, and he did some great movies.
But I was catching up, trying to think of the line that I was thinking of. It's when John Candy, who's the cop, they sit down, and they're like, hey, how about an orange whip? Orange whip?
Six orange whips.
Six orange whips. Yeah.
That's like cheeseburger.
I mean, it's like just that line right there just makes me lose it. Six orange whips. I mean, it's little things like that to me that make a movie. You know, when Rodney Dangerfield walks in and he goes, hey, nice kid. Now I can see why tigers eat their young. I mean, look, I mean, come on, man. Hey, nice hat.
Yeah.
What do you get with that? A free bowl of soup? Hey, yeah. But it looks good on you.
That's right.
Oh, man. Hey, honey, I bet you were something before electricity. Look, I could do Caddyshack day long.
Oh, yeah.
We could do that all day long. All right.
Rodney.
All right. So remember, we got Lee K coming up with the Breakfast Club after this. Stay tuned. And please support our fabulous sponsors, Caffrey Real Estate, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, Gator Outdoors, KK's Cafe, and Eon of Louisiana. That's a wrap. See you after the hunting and fishing show tomorrow with Mr. Watkins and Mr. Landry. I'll be on at 7:45. They'll be on at 7:15. See you then.